This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Here on the Brett Maga Show, we like to keep it moving through trending stories. We know life is busy, so we put 2 minutes on the clock. I read headlines, and Hannah tells me either keep it moving or tell me more. Starbucks revealed its holiday cups today, but everyone is talking about this viral sensation at Starbucks.
What is it?
It's a Bearista. They say it's overshadowing even the holiday cups because people love the holiday cups. This year, they're red and green and have plaid or ribbon decorations. They're super cute, super cool. So from now on, when you go to Starbucks, you can get those cups. That's what they're going to hand you instead of the white Starbucks cup. But everyone's talking about this viral glass Bearista. It's for cold cups, and it's a bear-shaped cup, and it's very holiday-like, and it's adorable, and it's cute. It looks like one of those honey containers.
Yeah.
You can get your cold coffee in it. They are selling those. You don't get them as like a complimentary one. They're selling for $30, but they say
$30.
It promises to bring instant joy in every sip because you get to stare at this cute little bear.
Oh,
and get your coffee.
My.
That's a big promise.
Right. I was expecting like at most ridiculously priced $15.
$30? It's a really cute cup.
But it does come with coffee, so.
Does it?
I don't know.
I think it's like one of those. No, I don't think it does. I think you just.
Yeah, oh, wow.
Yeah. K-pop Demon Hunters 2 will come out when?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. All the parents would freak out if I didn't take this one.
2029.
Oof. What?
Yeah. I guess, like, one of the reasons they said, because I was like, they should capitalize on this. It just takes a long time to make animated movies, guys.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And so that's why. Things you only understand once you become a parent yourself.
Keep it moving. I got time to not figure stuff out.
Hannah's
Let
like,
me be naive.
Okay. Gen Z's considers this cringe, and people who do it are still out of touch.
What?
Using cash.
Yeah.
They say cash is cringe. I use cash. I like cash. Cash is considered cringe. They said people don't use physical money anymore.
They don't.
I use it, and it's better.
Get Venmo.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
It's the Brett Maga Show. Curious women, what is it like for you out at the gym? Would you ask a male person who's in the gym, like another stranger, like, hey, can I get a spot? 855-444-6342. I saw this article and I thought it was super interesting about how men and women just do not have the same gym experience and the same level of comfort at the gym. And it's something that men would truly never understand. Several things were on there. One of which is asking just a random stranger for a spot, not something a woman can do. And I was like, really? Because guys do that all the time. Guys be like, hey, can I get a spot over here? Can't do that. What they wear at the gym, they have to overthink it. Like, guys will never understand having to do like squat check legging pants, like if it's squat proof, because if they're see-through or not, or if they're revealing too many clothes or not. It's just a place where you're supposed to go there, work out, and feel comfortable, and they can't even go up to random guys and say, can I get a spot, because it would make them uncomfortable. And I was like, that seems crazy, and that seems extreme to me, and this article does not seem accurate to me. Women.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And can go up to a random guy and say, can I get a spot? The other thing they pointed out too is no guy will ask a woman to spot them. They'll find a random, like if they're right next to them and they need a spot, they'll go out of their way
to
go find another guy at the gym. And like, oh, I could have easily spotted you for this, buddy, but you won't even ask me because it's just a male-dominated world. 855-444-6342. Do you feel like it's a male-dominated world? Would you ask another random guy for a spot? Hannah, you go to the gym all the time.
Yeah, I'm a big gym girly, and I personally do not ever ask men for a spot. I feel like it's a really personal thing. Like, if I'm working out and I'm by myself and I'm questioning, like, oh, like, will I be able to get this like rep or will it be too heavy? I will go on the lighter side if I'm by myself.
Really?
I would rather lift lighter than have to ask a random guy for a spot. Like, you have to be like really close to someone to spot, and I would just feel uncomfortable not knowing someone.
You do
and
not
like,
need to be close
right
to someone.
Right up on me. Yes,
as
you
a guy,
do.
As a guy, you do not.
No.
Random guys, let me get a spot. Okay, cool. Yeah, there is nothing from a guy's perspective.
I don't know. It's really, like, it's a personal thing to me. I wouldn't like it.
That is completely different for men and women. Guys do not care.
Even a guy who you see all the time at the gym, who's,
no.
Even though you don't really, you don't even.
Like, you know that he, like
yeah, he's a regular.
He's there. He's
I know. All my regulars at the gym, and
I wouldn't.
No, but I'd ask a random girl in a heartbeat.
Interesting perspective. Maybe you never go to the gym.
No.
You don't even know what a spot is.
I don't go. I don't go to the gym, and I honestly didn't know that people ask randos to spot them. And that in general is weird to me. Like, I don't.
Really?
If I did go to the gym and I needed a spot, I don't think I would feel comfortable asking a random guy I've never talked to or a random girl.
Really? That's
like
not a cultural thing you would even understand.
Yeah.
Girls are there for each other at the gym, I feel like, more than any place else.
Do you,
help a woman?
Do you feel like guys are looking at you, judging you, checking you out, anything like that?
No.
No?
I really don't. Probably because I've gone to my gym for a while and everybody knows.
The crazy?
Yeah, they know. Don't talk to me.
I'm curious because I do think so.
But I've never, I mean,
I
used to be intimidated when I first went.
I think guys think that some other guys look at them and go, I wonder how much weight he's got on the bar. They do think about that,
right.
But nothing else. They don't go there and go, ah, look at, he's wearing sleeveless shirts and not sleeveless. We don't judge each other's attire. We don't have a problem asking someone for a spot. You just go about your day. It is, you are oblivious to the rest of the world for that short period of time. Where women, according to this article, and it sounds like from even Hannah, you are aware of your surroundings and maybe even extra aware of your surroundings at the gym. It is not
That's
even
true.
A safe place. That is crazy from a male perspective. 855-444-6342. Would you ask, if you're a woman, would you ask a regular random guy, hey, can I get a spot on this? Or that's a no-fly zone. Put your leggings on for a second. We're going to the gym. What is it like to be a woman at the gym? I read this article and I was super naive maybe as a guy. I was like, this is so interesting. Why men will never truly understand what it's like to be a woman at the gym. We can't even ask another guy for a spot. Is one of the things they said. If you are a woman, would you ask someone a spot for a spot? 855-444-MEGA. This is somewhere where you're trying to better yourself. And one of the most important things with bettering yourself is putting on some extra weight and lifting heavy things. And Hannah said she would rather take weight off than ask somebody.
Really?
That is crazy to me that's how uncomfortable we are with perfect strangers. In today's world.
Even like a regular, somebody you see all the time and you may have a conversation here and there. That's just
no,
wild,
you have to
weird.
Have like a real relationship if you're a woman. Like I would call you a friend before you would do that. I think that's crazy because guys will ask me all the time because I'm the buffest dude at the gym. They just clearly seek me out and they say, hey, if they got a lot of, you know, stacks on there, they say I'm the stack guy. That's what they call me. Mm. No, but but a random person would come up to me and ask as a guy, like, hey, can I get a spot on this one? And then you help them with the spot and then you just move on throughout your day. That women are constantly just focused on, like, male are going to give them extra attention, be looking at them. One of the things it said is, and I didn't know this was a thing, is you have to do, like, squat check your leggings to make sure they're not see-through.
Yeah, that's a thing.
We don't have to do that.
Really?
We just do some squats and no one's looking at our butts. 855-444-6342. Kristen, is this something that you have to think about?
I mean, I do the squat check. I do that with any tight clothes, but no, I don't go to a chain gym though, and I don't know if that makes a big difference.
Interesting.
But I've asked people all the time to spot me if they're near me in between sets. I've never had an issue. I've never felt uncomfortable. Now I will say I've never had a guy ask me for a spot.
Do you think that's messed up? Do you think that's messed up? A guy won't ask you for a spot?
No, because they're usually out lifting me. So if I think they ask and I can't actually help them, we're both in trouble.
Oh, yeah, I hate any time I've ever been asked to spot someone. I always am like, you should find someone else. I'm not the girl for it.
Yeah.
I'm usually out lifting everybody too, you know, but most of the time I'm actually not. I know you guys are surprised that the person is lifting way heavier. But like to spot someone, you just have to like give them like a nudge. Like you just help them a little bit.
I don't want the responsibility or to be that close to someone.
See, I feel like as a compliment, like you think I can help you. Thank you.
Do you then avoid the free weights then? Is that the thing?
No.
I mean, is that what you go to? Or you're like, okay, I'm worried about getting a spot, so I won't even touch those.
No, they just avoid the...
I mean, people aren't like... You don't just lift up a weight and people are like, I'm here to spot you.
That would be a funny idea. Here, you
I'm here.
To spot, do you need a spotter?
Hannah appears directly behind you. I'm here.
I'm here to spot you.
I'm
no,
here for you.
They don't avoid the free weights, but they do avoid the creepers. And apparently there is a lot of creepers at the gym. It is the Brett Maga Show. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it. Coming up, we're going to hit you with all your entertainment news and the Hollywood hashtag. What's coming up, Hannah?
Yeah, Ariana Grande opened up about her struggles being both a pop star and an actress at the same time. I'll give you her full story next.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood, a hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So Ariana Grande has had her hands full lately with her career between managing being a pop star and playing one of the biggest roles in Hollywood as Glenda. She's busy, and she's had her heart pulled in many ways, like with being in both of those roles as well. And in a recent interview, she opened up about how she had really been struggling with her mindset and her love for music before she was casted as Glenda. But recently, she like feels better about it all. She got in a better headspace. She said, "There was something broken about my relationship to pop music that was healed recently through the time away." She also shared that she recently got a new team and that plays like a huge part in it as well. She previously was managed by Scooter Braun, and if you know, you know, he hasn't had the best like reviews as a manager or a leader. So she called out that having a new team surrounding her has made her fall back in love with it too.
I just feel like she screams Selena Gomez to me, like where you do TV, movies, whatever, you're just getting into this acting world and you take a long break. Now Selena had some health issues as well, but then you just go back to it when you actually feel motivated again.
Yeah.
And so I just feel like we're just gonna get little snippets of Ariana Grande when she feels like, oh, this could be a cool song.
Yeah.
Or someone's presented her one, but we're gonna get significantly less Ariana Grande music for a long time.
Yeah, and I, as like a someone who likes her music, I would rather, like, I want it to be something out of passion. I don't want you to just be churning out music just because, like, that totally makes a difference.
Yeah, agreed.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood, a hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
See if you can figure out the Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Maga Show. How many times a day do we touch our face? I need a number.
Okay, I'm really, 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 really bad at this.
Really?
Like, guilty of this. I'm going to say 1,000.
1,000 times?
Yes.
You touch your face?
Yes, no, you don't realize it.
I don't think it's that high. I think it's like 40 times.
40? Wow, mm-hmm. We're completely different spectrums. AB, where are you at?
Okay, I got to go somewhere in the middle. I'm going to say like 450.
450.
Ooh.
People's numbers are all over the place. No one got it correct. I don't want to even say who's close because I'm curious where people throw out their numbers. 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. How many times a day do you touch your face? The answer to the Mega Mind question of the day is next on the Brett Maga Show.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day and find out how much you like your face. how many times a day do you touch your own face? Hannah, your number was 1,000. Kevin, your number was 40. Completely
yep.
different spectrums. Mm-hmm. What are people saying on the text line, Hannah?
A lot of people are leaning more towards Kevin and saying lower numbers like 75, 100, 125. Nobody's close to what AB and I said with 400 and 4,000.
Well, I feel like 600 is a big difference between you and AB. Because AB...
Wait, I said 1,000, not 4,000.
Yeah, 600 points.
Yeah, so 600 gap, like 550.
Yes.
That's a lot of more touches. And I would say that you are the closest, because the number is 800.
Oh, my God.
We touch our face 800 times a day.
No.
You don't realize
which I feel like is
really?
A lot more than the four. It's like way, like closely up.
Wow.
You were saying 40, Kevin. Yeah, a crazy amount of times we touch our face. Speaking of numbers, we're going to give a number to how excited we would be if we were to meet this celebrity. We'll go through that Rate Your Celebrity game next on the Brett Megah Show. All right, let's have a little fun here on the Brett Megah Show and meet some of our favorite celebrities or some of the most iconic celebrities of all time. I will give you a celebrity, and then you tell me how excited you would be to meet them, go to lunch with them, interview them, however you want to answer it.
Okay.
I do think some of them does depend if you're going to interview them or hang out with them, because wait till you see some of the celebrities. First one, Oprah. Scale 1 to 10, Anna. How would you feel about meeting Oprah?
You know, I think I'd be a 5 and really...
Just in the middle.
I think the only thing I could think of to talk to her about is, like, how did you feel being, like, such a main character on Drake and Josh? Like, that would be, like, the only thing I could think of
Ridiculous.
To talk to her.
Wow.
That's
Kevin,
funny.
I would say an 8.
8?
Yes.
That's right. Oprah is 8. She's obviously iconic. Yes. I think everyone would be jealous of it, and so that's kind of cool. There's some clout, like, oh, I've met
Kevin low-key brings up Oprah a lot.
Yeah,
that's
he
right,
does.
That's right.
I think I'd be a 6, just because it'd be kind of funny, and she is somebody that everybody knows.
Yeah.
Yes.
Adam Brody.
1. I don't know anything about him other than AB likes him, so I'd just
try
to...
Do you even
know
what show he's in?
Nobody wants this? Yeah.
Yeah.
I would just be like, my coworker's obsessed with you. Here is AB. That's all I would
yeah,
say.
Yeah, I'm probably about a 6 on that, too.
I'd probably be a 9, and I wouldn't do a 10 because he's married.
Oh, okay. Like, you have
oh
a chance.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, if he wasn't married to Blair, I have a
then
shot.
Then I could flirt a little.
Yeah. Oh, 0, 1. No. I have no. He seems like a cool dude. Like, I'd like to hang out with him, but zero excitement. I probably wouldn't even recognize him if he walked by. He's such an average-looking, regular dude. Kanye. So this is where I said they'd be interesting to interview. So you said, well, how?
I said a 0. I don't think I could sit through an interview with him because his responses wouldn't make sense to me. So I think I would struggle interviewing him.
Yeah, I think I'm at a 2 on that level. I kind of feel the same way.
I think a 1. I honestly would have no interest in even interviewing him.
I said Kanye higher. For as crazy as he is and all the stuff he does, someone as high as a celebrity as is, I'm just generally curious, is he mean what he says? Is he as disturbing as he is? How is he able to do this? What is his actions are? So I put like a 7 for that. Mark Hamill.
Who? Who?
Kevin.
10. That's Luke Skywalker, man. He's the voice of the Joker. Yes, I would love to be in a room
creepy.
With Mark
oh, that's,
Hamill.
Hell no, that's hey, a
Luke
negative
Skywalker.
For me.
Yeah, I said that. I said he's Luke Skywalker.
Oh, okay.
No.
I put him as like a 1-2, Kev. I'm not a Star Wars guy at all. And then let's finish with Adam Sandler.
Oh my gosh, 10. That would be awesome.
I do think he seems like the coolest dude. I put 10 as well for Adam Sandler.
Oh my gosh. I would be a 10 on that as well.
Wow, 10,
yes.
10, 10, and then AB.
I'm like a 7.
Really?
He seems like a cool dude. He's just like not my kind of humor, and so I think he might get on my nerves. Oh my gosh, she's my humor to a T. I would ask him 1,000 questions about Chris Farley, too. I'm like so interested in that.
I would ask to borrow his wardrobe.
Yes.
Literally.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.